Praised be Jesus and Mary. The Our Father is the central point of our Lord's teaching in the Sermon on the Mount. It's the essence of what he wants us to understand in the way that we're supposed to live our lives. Therefore, number one is to make sure that we revere God as holy. Of course, God is always holy in himself, but what happens is that we don't always keep him holy. You know, people use his name in a blasphemous or irreverent manner, which goes directly against what our Lord teaches. The Our Father teaches us about our relationship with God, and that if we're going to call God Father, then his will needs to be done on earth as it is in heaven. I mean, can you imagine that? Just think what the world would be like if God's will were done here as it is in heaven. In heaven, the angels and saints do the will of God. There's no dissent, discussion, or dialogue. There's no room for any kind of personal opinion, because everyone is perfectly united in doing God's will. You know, not as a matter of force, but as a matter of freedom. Unfortunately, what happens here is that we turn our back on God and we refuse to do his will. We don't keep God holy, you know, which is why we don't follow the rest of the Our Father. So when it comes to the end of the prayer, you know, our Lord tells us that we have to forgive. And that if we don't forgive, well, then we're not going to be forgiven. So if the Our Father is ever going to achieve its purpose in us, we have to make a free choice to do God's will, which is exactly what every single person in heaven has done. And they've all chosen to do the will of God. And now they do it perfectly for all eternity. You know, but before we're ever going to be able to achieve that, we have to choose to do it here. Not to just give it lip service, but to live it, to put it into practice, to look very carefully at what we're asking God in our prayer, and to put it into practice in our lives. You know, it's so easy because we pray the Our Father so many times every day, you know, at Mass, several times a day in the Rosary, and how many other times, you know, throughout the day that we might pray it. So often, it just rolls off our lips like it's no big deal. We pay little or no attention to what we're actually saying. We need to take time and really dig into this prayer. We need to spend quality time praying the Our Father and not just saying the words over and over, but praying the Our Father once and taking our time doing it. You know, we really need to ponder in our hearts what these words mean and how they're going to affect our lives. You know, then we need to ask the question, you know, am I living this? this is what I'm praying for, you know, this is what I'm saying, but do I really mean it? Am I doing it? You know, these are the areas of our spiritual life that we have to look at. The Lord says, don't babble on like the pagans. You know, we must not keep repeating the same words over and over again without them having any meaning to us. We really need to pray them and then look at our own life in comparison to the words that we're praying. If we're really serious and intent on doing the will of God, then all the promises that are made will be ours. Eternal life will be ours. We'll be delivered from the evil one. God's will provide everything that we need. And, you know, the most wonderful reality in this regard is that even in us, you know, the will of God will be done here and now, as it is in heaven. And also his word, which we heard in the first reading, which he sent, will not return to him void, but in our lives it will achieve the purpose for which it was sent, which is to make us saints and to bring us to heaven.